Isabella. Marilyn Reed, daughter of the late Frank and Hannah Reed, and sister to Linda Clark, Harold Reed and Donna, Scott, Gammack died at Birch Lodge PCH in Hamiota on November 12. Marilyn was raised in our Isabella community, enjoying the many activities a small community offers, including education, skating and curling, 4-H and piano, CGIT and Sunday school, and choir at the Isabella United Church. She went on to become a teacher and enjoyed her career in both Manitoba and Alberta. Sympathy is extended to her family. A graveside service will be held at the Isabella Cemetery at a later date. Our community also extends sympathy to Carolyn, Heisey, Somerville and her daughters, Tegan, Emmanuel, Vieira and Chelsea Somerville, on the death of Rob, dear husband and dad. Rob enjoyed his career as a speech-language pathologist. He died on November 9 in Winnipeg. Sympathy also to Carolyn's siblings Alan Heisey and Sandra and Don Armitage and family. Miniota. Congratulations to Bob and Donna Gardham, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on November 17. A wonderful milestone to reach. Sarah Jane Thomas, daughter of Owen and Jody Thomas, and sister to Emma, was baptized at the Miniota United Church on November 12. Many family members of the Thomases and Hodgins family were present for the occasion. How wonderful that great-grandma V. Joseph could attend this sacrament service. Our Miniota rink will be a beehive of activity before long, with the curling season starting this week. Of course, some cooler temps will need to prevail before the skating ice is ready. However, our hockey players are already enjoying the season in other rinks. Hats off to the Miniota Community Center Board and helpers who have been busy with updates to the facility. Wishing everyone a good season. Christmas is a-coming. The memorial tree will be lit in early December, and everyone can purchase their memorial bulbs at the Fusion Credit Union once again beginning this week. May we think of freedom not as the right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. Peter Marshall.